religious rites, but the ceremonies and devourings of enactments were unnecessary systems, not missionaries, travelers, agents of various business firms, but persons who are to be equivalent. As the wealth of investments has not yet reached them, they decorate the outside of their lives with bunches of gaudy feathers and forest birds. For the Holy Inquisition, then, speaking, it performs the most solemn religious service, a high mass for saying. When criminals are executed, priests always officiate molesting the delinquents in their presence. In Prussia, the unfortunate victim was led to the block by a pastor, in Austria to the gallows by a Catholic priest, in France to the guillotine, in America to the electric chair by a clergyman, and in Spain to a chair where he was strangled by an ingenious device. In Russia, the revolutionary was taken off by a bearded orthodox priest, etc. Everywhere on these occasions, they used to march about with a crucified Christ figure, as if to say, they're only cutting your head off, they're only hanging you, strangling you, putting 15,000 bolts into you, but think what that chap there had to go through. The great shambles of the World War did not take place without the blessings of the priests. Chaplains of all armies prayed and celebrated drumhead masses for victory on the side of the Red Bayet. When mutineers were executed, the priest appeared. The priest would also be seen at the execution of Czech regiments. Nothing has changed from the time when Robert Wojtek, whom they nicknamed the Saint, operated with a sword in one hand and a cross in the other, murdering and exterminating the Baltic Slavs. Throughout all Europe, people went to the slaughter like cattle, driven there not only by butcher emperors, kings and other potentates in general, but also by priests of all confessions, who blessed them and learned them, made them cajole themselves, that they would destroy the enemy on land, in the air, on the sea, etc. Drumhead masses were generally celebrated twice, once when a detachment left at the front, and once more at the front on the eve of some drum masses in a carnage. I remember that once when a drumhead mass was being celebrated, an enemy aeroplane dropped a bomb on us and hit the open field altar. There was nothing left of the chapel except for the bloodstained rags. Afterwards, they wrote about this in Martha, while our aeroplane was fed to some kind of glory chapel on the other side. We had a great deal of fun after this, and on the provision of props at the spot where they buried the remains of the chapel, there appeared overnight the second one. What may hit us and what may hit you, he always said to join the saints. Well, now you've called it a holy mass, the way you stood up in those names. Trade grew a splendid plot which eclipsed the doors of old Seabrook. The pirates were greatly incensed by the plot of what was their own contact with the world. Chapman, did you learn to make such a marvelous thing? Years ago, I was wandering apprentice to cut some trade. I learned that the Roman king of the Portian Sealers used to say that God must be so strong that if anyone fell into the sea, he could swim across the whole English Channel. After a week, God would drown him properly. After a God like this, he would be able to sleep with a marvelous start of mass. I think I would just say a few farewell words first. A drumhead mass is not such a fun as a common mass of embarrassing gold and which it goes past. We have to have wits about. We have a field of wits about. It's probably our proper position. Jesus and Mary Schneider cried from the street of the house. Good bloody idiots. Do you know where I used to keep that bowl of the daughter? It was so much of a soul. Oh dear, that really is a mistake.